The report speaks only generally, saying the department has been inefficient. But one transition team member, Pat Terrell, tells WXRT the real problem is that the Byrne administration used the department as a patronage haven. Among the examples, a former Chicago alderwoman and state representative who collected $40,000 a year and apparently never reported for work. After Byrne lost her re-election bid, Terrell says, department heads worked overtime to protect their friends.
We got reports of people in mental health and in maternal and child health who we had felt were competent and who people we knew, you know, were doing the job, who were getting fired without cause or demoted or moved to different programs where they had no expertise. We were afraid that it was an attempt to sabotage the department.
Terrell says a city budget expert is now poring over the books to see who belongs on the health payroll and who does not. He's also tracing federal grant money, millions of dollars, that Terrell says can't be accounted for and may well not have been spent on health services. The transition team's recommendations include a reorganization that will help keep track of staff and of dollars aimed at making health services a priority over patronage. From City Hall, I'm Arch Halperin.